I'm chatting today to Stefan Joselovic. He's the CEO of Mix Telematics. They came out with results just yesterday. Stefan, good day. Thanks for joining us on the line.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Revenue up 5.5% at 887 million. Annuity income up at over just 503 million, also up 5.5%. Foreign revenue 368 under pressure a bit there, down 3%. Dividend 6 cents versus 5. A really solid looking set of numbers. Deleveraged balance sheet, good cash generation, really good numbers.
Yeah, overall very happy with it. At the adjusted HEPS level, we grew over 10%, so I'm happy with that. The, the lower growth at the revenue line and the downtick in the foreign revenue line are a direct result of the strong rand, and we are a rand hedge play, so nothing much we can do about the exchange rate. We just have to accept it and focus on those issues that we can effect.
Yeah, I mean, your foreign revenue now sitting at, I'm trying to crunch the numbers in my head, 42-ish odd percent, I imagine. How many countries are you in these days?
We operate in 111 countries through distributors. Six of those operations we own. So, the big territories, we operate directly to the end user. So outside of South Africa, we've got operations in the UK, in Europe, in the USA, in Dubai and in Australia.
You mentioned, I mean, your UK, Europe, I mean, we can see it on the news almost every night, really, really tough there. Is that showing through in your numbers for that particular territory?
Yes, it is. We're it's the one region that we're really finding more challenging than most. It is a really depressed economies, and I think culturally they also struggle to to shake off bad news. So it's definitely lingering effect, and trading conditions aren't easy there, but we have to, like everybody else, I guess, box through it. So that's what we're endeavoring to do.
Annuity income just over 500 million, and that's sitting at almost a high 50-odd percent in that space. Is that number likely to be static? Can it move higher in terms of percentages?
Well, it's certainly our primary strategic focus is to leverage our strong cash flows into growing our global annuity base, and it has trended upwards. And if we are executing well on our strategy, that that ratio should continue to trend upwards going forward. So, our primary focus is to develop a global annuity business, and that's what we're strategically focused on doing.
Last time we chatted, some time back in 2010, you just announced the Eskom contract. Is that now in place and happening? And that's fleet management, if I'm correct.
That's correct, yes. So we've fully implemented phase one, plus minus 3,500 vehicles has been installed there, and they've now bought out a phase two tender, which we're waiting for adjudication on. We're obviously bullish about our chances there, but we'll have to wait and see.
And the Eskom contract, fleet management, the one part of your business is the vehicle recovery. Fleet management, does that include vehicle recovery, or is that very much more, and I know one of the aspects there is fuel saving?
Yeah, so that it's on the fleet management side, the vehicle recovery is not the primary requirement from the customer. You've mentioned fuel savings, and it's just one component of a broad cost management process. So the main drivers for the fleet management, the main sales drivers, three main sales drivers is cost control, of which fuel is a big component, obviously. The second component, or the second main sales driver, is occupational safety, primarily in the more so in the first world countries, where they're highly regulated, regulations around fleet liability, making them vehicles safer on the roads, regulating the amount of hours a driver can operate a vehicle, et cetera, so health and safety, occupational safety, control and assistance is another part of the service that we provide. And a third one now is, and it's a newish side of it, is CO2 emissions, is helping fleets monitor, measure, and report and better manage their CO2 emissions. So we're seeing that as also a quite an interesting sales driver going forward.
Okay, so what interests me, not many CEOs I chat to who actually say, you know what, a fuel price going up ain't all bad for us.
That's right. Yeah.
Most folks hate it. I mean, you're in the same boat as many. I think a rand at maybe 8 rather than 6 odd would benefit you, but we'll leave the rand to its own devices. Stellenbosch really interests me. That's your research lab. A couple of points there. Technology-wise, this is your own IP. I mean, you're developing the IP and then putting it through into your distribution channels.
That's correct. We employ just over 60 engineers in Stellenbosch that live, eat, breathe, sleep the development of our products, and that's how in our kind of gap, we're in it. We're a tech business, and we have to stay ahead of the curve. So we put a lot of effort into that area. You'll see our technology spend increased quite dramatically year on year. So into the mid-30s from the mid-20 millions last year. So we've rapidly we've quite dramatically increased that spend, and that trend will continue. But by and large, we own our own IP, and we'll continue to do so.
Hey, you made an interesting point there. Something I'd never thought of. Mixed Telematics as an IT company, and it is about. And I suppose I thought, I've got a device in my car, but there is pushes going forward. There's constant growth and development in that technology in that space, both vehicle recovery and fleet management.
Correct. So, and you're 100% right. Constant developments, and really the device in the vehicle. Really, the device in the vehicle is a data management, data gathering device. So it gathers the device and delivers it to us. And our business is really a mobile information exchange. We take this data and manage it to provide services or repackage this data in a form that has economic value to a customer. So we're in the data management business effectively.
And almost a bit of an arbitrage there in the sense that doing the work in Stellenbosch and Rands and selling it globally, it's not cheap in Stellenbosch, but probably cheaper than it would be perhaps in Silicon Valley or Canary Wharf, London.
You're absolutely right. We've constantly grappled with where we should be increasing our development spend. We do have regional development capability in the UK and in the US, but they're much smaller teams and really for regional tweaking. But when we look at it, cost per engineer, South Africa is really still a good development region. It's a good place to do development and not so easy to retain the skills, although that's why we couldn't base our development operation in Johannesburg. We wouldn't be able to keep the skills. In Stellenbosch, we found that we're better able to retain the skills against global competition,
skills. I was going to say a much better view. last question. I mean, we've touched on currency, and obviously, I mean, that's something completely beyond the control. Going forward, I mean, my sense is certainly Mixed Telematics, a good set of numbers. We talked that up front. Going to be to a degree on the global recovery. I mean, the recovery is happening. It's fragile, but it's moving forward. As that recovery gains traction, you guys are going to benefit off it, notwithstanding the leverage from where you are already.
Yes, so we think we're nicely positioned for it. We've got we've got good global diversification, which is obviously has its pros and cons. It would be nice to have all of our regions, firing in the positive direction simultaneously. And we think we've made good strides in that regard. We fully expect our U.S. operation to for the first time trade profitably this coming year. So that one's definitely going in the right direction. We've done some quite dramatic restructuring in our UK European operations. So we hope to return that one to profitability as soon as possible. So we're nicely positioned to take advantage of global recovery, and long may it continue. But as you've correctly pointed out, it is fragile, and we are cautious about getting too bullish about making forward statements in that regard.
Yep, fair shot. We'll leave it there. That's Stefan Joslovitz. He is the CEO of Mixed Telematics. Thanks for your time. Great chatting.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
My name is Simon Brown. You've been listening to JSE Direct, brought to you by maudstreet.com.